Book it, Dov. So we are continuing with Siman Aleph Seif Hey, the fifth subsection, the extra prayers that it's good to say before our Psukei Dezimrah. So the Shulchan Aruch writes, Tov Lamar Parshat Akeda. It's good, which means you don't have to, but it's good to say the Akeda story with Avram and Yitzchak, Uparshat Haman, and the Torah story of how the manna fell in the desert, Vaseret HaDibrot, and the Ten Commandments, Uparshat Ola, Umincha, Ushlamim Chatat Vashem, and the Korbanot, the various different Korbanot. These are all good things to say, says the Shulchan Aruch. The Rama points out, V'dafka b'yachin mutar lamar aseret HaDibrot b'chol yom. As an individual, you're allowed to say these ten, the Ten Commandments. Aval aser lamram l'tzibor, but it's forbidden to say it as a congregation. The Mishnah Berurah will explain why for all of these matters. The Mishnah Berurah points out, why would we say the Akedah before we start saying Korbanos? Because it reminds us of the Schus Avos, of the incredible Schus that we got for Avram and Yitzchak's act of self-sacrifice. And in addition, it reminds us to be humble and overcome our Yetzer Hara just as Yitzchak did. And I believe this is mentioned in the Midrash. It's a good thing to say every day. The Aruch HaShulchan Aruch also writes, this is a very good thing to say every day, if you have some free time for davening. It's an inspiring, beautiful story. Why the man? So the idea, the Mishnah Berurah points out, is that we want to remind ourselves that all of our food, all of our money is from Hashem. And just like the manna, if you took extra, you didn't get any extra. So too, you gotta go to work and do what you gotta do, but don't go overboard because Hashem ultimately controls how much money and food you're going to have. We just have to have emuna. And that's very typical for the Chavetz Chaim to say. There's many stories about how he himself demonstrated his faith in God and even closed down his store because he didn't want to take away money from others because he so much believed ultimately his money was from God. Something that's important to strengthen ourselves during these days when the parnassah is a little bit lacking. On this, the Aruch HaShulchan writes that it's mentioned in the Yerushalmi, perhaps, but it's not mentioned in the Bavli, and therefore we don't have the custom of saying the manna. He suggests perhaps because the Jewish people complained about the man, and so there's some negative aspect about the man, so we don't say the man every day. In many sitters, you'll find it at the end of davening, but you won't find it necessarily in the before davening parts, like the Aruch HaShulchan mentioned. So, you want to say it? Great. You don't? It's okay too. What about the Ten Commandments? So the reason we don't say the Ten Commandments as a public is because there were people, there were heretics who thought that you only have to do the Ten Commandments and not the other 613 mitzvahs. And therefore, as a tzibor, the Gemara mentions, we don't say it. But as an individual, if you want to say it, great. There was even, at one point, a custom not to make a big deal about the Ten Commandments, not to stand during the Ten Commandments, to not make it seem like they are more special than the other 613 mitzvahs. Now, when we don't have such big controversies, there are places where there's Ten Commandments in the shuls, many, many places, and there are different customs about standing or sitting for the Ten Commandments, but as a tzibur, we don't make a public display out of it on a day-to-day basis. Okay, and as for the Ola Mincha Shlamim, so the Shulchan Aruch says it's a good thing to say. Of course, it's based on the idea that by learning about the korbanos, it's like you're actually bringing the korbanos. However, the Mishnah Berurah in a different place notes that the idea is to learn of them and to not just say it, but to actually understand what you're saying when you say these korbanos. And he actually says interestingly that there's an idea of admitting your sin before you do the chatas offering. That's how seriously he takes it. It's as if you're actually bringing a sacrifice of chatat so you can admit your sin. He brings that from the Magen Avram, although some and most don't do that. The Aruch HaShulchan is more skeptical. He says these are individual korbanot. They weren't public korbanot like the korban tamid. and therefore he doesn't see any need to read them, because we wouldn't have been necessarily bringing them every day. And in any case, we have Ezehu Mikoman, the fifth parak of Zvachim, which is Mishnayis, and there's a mitzvah to learn Mishnayis every day. It's great for our soul, and there's no arguments, and it talks about korbanos. So since we're already doing Ezehu Mikoman, you don't need to say these korbanot. So if you don't have so much time, you can skip these things. All these are extra bonus good things to say. Certainly, it's better to say them if you understand them, and if you're just running through them, then it's a debate whether how valuable it is to say these things. One last really important note. The Mishnah Berurah points out that the idea isn't simply to say these things, but to think about these matters and to have it inspire us to become better people. So we're not just reading the Korban, let's say, about the Akedah. We're thinking about how we're willing to sacrifice for Hashem in our lives. He says, similarly, by the Ashrei prayer, it's not just about saying it three times, and as the Gemara says, you'll be guaranteed a place in the next world, but about thinking and contemplating about the ideas that are mentioned in Ashrei. And if we do that, we will live a next world existence. Okay, so that's the Mishnah Berurah, the Aruch Shulchan Aruch, and the Dirshu insights to the extra prayers to be said before davening. Maybe now that we're not necessarily all davening with a tzibur because of the situation, we have some extra time to say some more prayers. The Aruch Shulchan Aruch also says it's a great thing to say the Ketoret, which also is very auspicious at this time period. Have a beautiful, healthy, and happy day. Looking forward till tomorrow.